Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on bass wobble, jungle style, using stock devices only. Today we're not doing the modern filter wobble thing. We're going after that old school DNB and jungle energy, where the bass actually moves in pitch and feels like it's talking to the drums. That's the vibe. Raw, animated, a little ravey, and very usable once you understand the basics. The big idea here is simple. Instead of making a bass line that just sits on one note and gets filtered, we're going to build a bass phrase with pitch movement, so the movement comes from the notes themselves. That's what gives it that classic early drum and bass feel. First, set your project up for the right tempo. In Ableton Live 12, go somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM. That's right in the zone for jungle and old school DNB. Now create a MIDI track for the bass. If you already have a breakbeat or drum loop, load that too so you can hear the bass in context. That part matters a lot. A bass line can sound huge on its own and then fall apart with drums, so always test against the groove. For the instrument, let's keep it beginner-friendly and use Waveedable. You can do this with Operator as well, but Waveedable is easier for hearing the pitch movement clearly. Drop Waveedable onto the MIDI track. Start with a simple sound. Use a sine wave for oscillator 1 if you want a clean sub foundation. Then add oscillator 2 with a square or saw wave, but keep it low in the mix. You do not want a huge bright sound yet. We're building a bass patch that can support the phrase, not steal the show. If you want a starting point, try this. Oscillator 1 on sine, oscillator 2 on square at a lower level, low pass filter, cut off around 120 to 200 Hz, resonance low, and then keep the amp envelope tight. Attack should be zero. Decay somewhere around 100 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain fairly high. Release short, maybe 50 to 120 milliseconds. That gives you a bass that still feels punchy when you start moving the notes around. Now let's write the actual bass line. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep it really simple at first. Pick a minor key, because that darker tonal center works well for jungle. F minor is a great choice, but G minor, A minor, or C minor all work too. Begin with one root note. Just one. Maybe F1 or F2 depending on where your bass sits. Put that note on a strong beat, and don't rush to fill every space. In this style, space is part of the groove. Now here's the fun part. Instead of using a wobble LFO, we're going to create movement with pitched notes. So in the piano roll, add short notes above or below the root. Think small jumps, not giant melody lines. For example, in F minor, you could move between F, Ab, BB, and Eb. That already gives you a classic dark movement. You can also use F, Ab, BB, F, Eb as a simple phrase. The goal is not to sound like a lead synth. The goal is to sound like a bass line that locks into the break and pushes the energy forward. Keep the notes short and punchy. Shorter notes give you that old-school percussive feeling. If every note is long, the groove gets blurry and the bass starts fighting the drums. So try to make the root note a little longer, and the pitched notes a little shorter. That contrast helps a lot. A very effective beginner pattern is this. Root note on the downbeat, then a short pitch move, then back to root, then another short pitch move. So something like F, Ab, F, Eb, F, G, F. That's enough to create motion without getting busy. And busy is not automatically better in DNB. Often the hardest bass lines are the simplest ones, just placed well. Pay attention to velocity too. If every note hits with the same energy, the phrase can feel robotic. Let the root notes hit a bit harder, and let some of the offbeat pitch notes sit a little lower. That makes it feel more like a performance and less like a grid exercise. If you want to go a step further, you can use Ableton's pitch MIDI effect. Put pitch before Waveedable in the device chain, and use it to transpose the notes by semitones. That's useful if you want a repeating note to shift in pitch without rewriting the whole MIDI clip. For example, 0 semitones is the root, plus 2 gives you a second, plus 3 gives you a minor third, plus 5 gives you a fourth, and minus 12 drops it an octave for extra weight. A nice old school trick is to use that octave drop at the end of a phrase. That one move can make the bass feel huge. It's a classic tension and release move, and it works especially well before a loop repeats. Let's build a very basic 1-bar wobble phrase in F minor. You could place F on beat 1, Eb on beat 1.5, F on beat 2, Eb on beat 2.5, F on beat 3, G on beat 3.5, and then F again on beat 4. That rhythm gives you a call and response feel. The bass says something, then it answers itself. Now test it with the drums. This is where the real learning happens. If the bass feels too busy, remove notes. If it feels too polite, shorten the note lengths, make the transients sharper, or increase the saturation a little. Often the fix is not more notes. Often the fix is just better rhythm. Next, let's shape the tone with stock effects. Add saturator after the instrument. Use a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This helps the bass cut through and gives it that slightly gritty edge. Don't overdo it. You want character, not mush. After that, use EQ8. If the bass feels muddy, look around 200 to 400 Hz and make a gentle cut. If it needs more bite, you can add a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz, but be careful. For jungle and old-school DNB, too much mid-range can make the sound feel too modern and too polished. We want raw and focused. If the bass is fighting the kick or the break, add compression carefully. A compressor with side chain from the kick or drum bus can help the groove breathe. Try a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds and release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You don't need to squash it. Just make room for the drums. You can also try glue compressor if you want a little more cohesion. Keep it subtle. A few dB of gain reduction is enough. Old school DNB bass should still breathe and punch, not sit flattened to the floor. If you want some extra movement, use auto filter lightly. But remember, in this lesson the pitch motion is the main event, so keep the filter subtle. A low pass filter with a fairly open cutoff and low resonance can add a touch of animation, especially if you automate it between sections. Now let's talk arrangement, because this style really benefits from phrase-based writing. Think in 8-bar or 16-bar chunks. You might start with drums only, then bring in a tiny bass teaser, then the full bass phrase, then a slightly different version, then a stripped-back section, then bring it back stronger. That rising and falling energy is very DNB-friendly. A great trick is to remove the bass for one beat before a fill or a new section. That tiny gap makes the return hit harder. Another classic move is to change only the last note every 4 or 8 bars. That keeps the phrase feeling alive without rewriting the whole thing. If you want a fuller sound, split the bass into 2 layers. Use one clean sublayer, maybe with operator or a simple sine-based wave-eatable patch, and keep it mono and steady. Then use a second mid-bass layer for the pitched movement and grit. The sub gives you weight, the mid-layer gives you personality. That's a very common drum and bass workflow. Here are a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass line too busy. A lot of beginners try to fill every gap, but in jungle the gaps are part of the groove. Don't forget to test the bass with the drums on. A note that sounds huge in solo may vanish once the break comes in. Keep the sub mono. Wide low end can mess with the mix and cause phase issues. And don't oversaturate. A little grit is great. Too much and you lose the punch. Also, don't pitch everything in huge jumps. Small and medium pitch changes usually sound more authentic for this style. Huge jumps can start to feel like a synth lead instead of a bass line. And always pay attention to note length. If the notes are too long, the groove gets muddy very fast. If you want to push it further, try this quick practice exercise. Set the project to 172 BPM. Load WaveEatable with a simple sine and square patch. Write a 2-bar MIDI clip in F minor. Use only F, AB, BB, and EB. Make the root note land on strong beats. Make the pitch notes shorter. Add saturator and EQ8. Then loop a breakbeat and tweak the rhythm until the bass leaves room for the snare. For the challenge version, make the last note drop an octave, and make the second bar slightly different from the first. That little variation is what keeps a loop from feeling static. So to wrap it up, in Ableton Live 12, a classic jungle-style wobble bass can be built entirely with stock devices by focusing on pitch movement, tight MIDI rhythm, and simple but effective sound shaping. Use WaveEatable or operator, shape the phrase in the piano roll, add a bit of saturation and EQ, and always check the result against your drums. The big takeaway is this. In DNB, the bass is part of the drum groove. When you make it behave like a rhythm instrument, the whole track starts sounding more authentic fast. If you want, I can turn this into a ready-to-read version with timing cues and pauses for voice recording, or into a step-by-step Ableton session checklist.